It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Last night, he conducted the New York Philharmonic in Carnegie Hall. And tonight, he'll be bringing that fantastic orchestra to Ann Arbor. Maestro Alan Gilbert and the New York Phil is about to begin a multi-year residency with the University of Michigan's Fine Arts Branch, the University Musical Society. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with Maestro Gilbert earlier this week about his Michigan trip, which I understand will also include one of the largest live audiences he's ever had. Is that right, Jamie?
Oh, that's fair to say, Mark. Maestro Gilbert will be leading the U of M marching band, as well as the New York Philharmonic brass section, and others as part of the halftime performance of the Michigan Northwestern game, which is to say that he'll be conducting for an audience of about 110,000 people.
I can't wait. I'm not going to lie to you. This is really the highlight for me to play at the halftime of the game with, you know, our brass musicians, but also the marching bands of U of M. It's totally cool, and it's something that obviously I don't get the chance to do very often. I'm supposed to stand on the ladder, and somehow with the help of two adjunct conductors, or I'm not exactly sure what the arrangement will be. I guess they will be sort of in different places so more musicians can see what's happening. But yeah, I'll actually be conducting. And yeah, this is a big debut for me.
a giant debut.
Huge. Unbelievable. I think they said there were going to be 1,000 performers or something like that. Something absurd. Now's the time to do Mahler 8th Symphony.
Instead of Mahler's Symphony for 1,000, the New York Philharmonic will kick off their 3-day residency with a much smaller setting. Several U of M students went to New York to work with selected Philharmonic members to prep for a chamber music concert, featuring Mendelssohn's Octet and Mozart's Serenade for Winds in the Rackham Auditorium in Ann Arbor for this side-by-side concert tonight. Maestro Gilbert will also be there at 6 p.m. to deliver a keynote address called Orchestras in the 21st Century, a New Paradigm.
It will be based on a lecture I gave in London last spring. It's a very broad topic, but specifically I'm interested in how orchestras have changed the brief, essentially, what orchestras are about. Obviously, we still play concerts. We still bring people into the concert hall for a musical experience that is live and hopefully visceral and exciting and moving and profound and all that. But orchestras these days are being asked to do so much more, and the partnership with the University of Michigan is a perfect example of this kind of reaching out and actually having residencies and engaging in education and doing things that the traditional symphony orchestra didn't do.
Then tomorrow, Friday, the main New York Philharmonic residency concerts move to the Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor. And when I spoke to Maestro Gilbert on Monday, he discussed the concert opener, which he only just premiered last night in Carnegie Hall. Vivo by Magnus Limberg.
Obviously, we haven't done it before. We're about to play it for the first time in Carnegie on Wednesday, but then we're right away turning around and playing it in Ann Arbor. His music is colorful. People have described it as technicolor. I actually find that there is a very human experience. One of the things that he likes to play with is tempo, and when different sections of music bleed from one into the next, it's sort of like shifting gears. The car kind of goes at the same speed, but you shift gears and there's either a higher rev on the engine or a lower rev. So as the sections shift, there's almost always a connecting thread rhythmically, which makes it kind of fun to listen to. It's as if you're being sort of driven along at different speeds and seeing different aspects of scenery, but at the same time, you're always in the same car, if you see what I mean.
Following this second ever performance of that Magnus Limberg work is a couple of pieces by Beethoven, including a symphony with a rather famous allegretto.
Beethoven is about many things. He's actually about everything. His music really is about life. But the Seventh Symphony definitely highlights rhythm, and it was famously described as the apotheosis of the dance. It's constantly moving, and it's certainly one of the most exciting pieces. The movement you refer to does feel a little bit like a funeral march, but it's not a slow movement, and it has a kind of propulsion, even though it's reflective and deeply moving.
Joining Maestro Alan Gilbert and the New York Philharmonic on Friday night in Ann Arbor is their first ever artist in association, pianist Enon Barnaton, for Beethoven's first piano concerto. So then, what is the difference between the new artist in association and the more common artist in residence?
Yeah, it's a fair question. You know, it's a kind of awkward title. We wanted to differentiate that position to our artist in residence. The artist in association position was created to give a younger artist the possibility of having an association with the orchestra over a period of years. You know, for young artists making a debut, obviously there's a certain amount of pressure, but one of the things that is of great concern is the re-invitation. And we wanted to take that out of the equation. So we committed to 3 years in a row, a number of engagements, different concertos over a three-year span, and someone cooked up the title Artist in Association to reflect that.
And after Friday's opening night concert featuring the Artist in Association Enon Barnaton, Saturday's concert highlights their new composer in residence.
Yeah, Esa-Pekka Salonen is our new composer in residence, and he's very well known as a composer, but perhaps many people have first heard of him as a conductor. He's a wonderful, magnificent conductor, definitely one of the beloved guests at New York Philharmonic. And L.A. Variations represents this kind of liberation that he experienced as a composer. He was living and working in L.A., where he was music director of the L.A. Philharmonic, and he described the experience of waking up one day and just realizing that it's okay to follow his heart and write a piece that is lush and rich and happy and represents some of the spirit, I think, that he enjoyed in L.A.
Paired with Saturday's L.A. Variations by Esa-Pekka Salonen is a major work by Richard Strauss, Ein Heldenleben, A Hero's Life.
The name is not without a certain kind of hubris, a heroic life, talking about himself, obviously. But it's a beautiful piece, and it really does tell the story of his life, both personally in terms of his relationship with his wife and family, but also his compositional creative life.
For Sunday's final concert during this first session of University Musical Society residency at the University of Michigan, well, the New York Philharmonic's music director, Alan Gilbert, will be stepping down from the podium and giving it to conductor and film composer David Newman for a special live orchestral accompaniment to the Marlon Brando On the Waterfront, which features the only film score composed by former New York Philharmonic music director, Leonard Bernstein.
It's really exciting because in so many films, the music is an absolutely integral part. It's possible to almost go through a film without really consciously registering the music. Obviously, it plays a huge part in affecting the emotional journey you take while watching the film. But when it's a soundtrack, it's kind of there and you experience it and hopefully it's a powerful emotional journey. But when you have the orchestra actually sitting on stage playing it, you can't miss it. And actually it highlights the music in a way that is very immediate, very visceral. And people have just loved the movies that we've accompanied the live orchestra. And it's really nice that we're able to bring this to our residency in Ann Arbor.
Now, during Saturday's halftime appearance at the University of Michigan Northwestern game, Maestro Gilbert will surely be conducting The Victors, but will that famed University of Michigan fight song also make it to the concert hall in Hill Auditorium?
Well, we have a little surprise on our concert plan, but I shouldn't talk about it.
You can find out more about the New York Philharmonic at nyphil.org and also more details about their residency in Ann Arbor this weekend at ums.org. Maestro Alan Gilbert, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.